Welcome to the Adonis Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Andrew Peters. He came in first place in our transformation contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go over to the blog, adonisindex.com, and check out his pictures. Andrew took amazing pictures and got in amazing shape. And this is basically how you do it. And so congrats, Andrew. And I guess right off the bat, let's just start with what did you think when you saw your pictures?
You know, surprised. It's still kind of interesting looking back, and I remember watching a blog post with I think it might have been Seeker, and he said he's still getting his mind around the fact that that's how he actually looks. And I looked at the pictures, and yeah, the before and after difference was pretty amazing, I think, you know.
So do you have any of that? I know some people say they have an imposter phenomenon where they kind of don't believe it's them, or are you just trying to wrap your head around that that's actually...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because I thought, you know, when I get ripped, I'll know it. I'll definitely know it, but it does feel as if it's a kind of transition period, you know.
Like your body gets there faster than your mind?
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels.
Okay, so, all right. So, give us a history. Your history before finding us. What did you do as far as diet and fitness goes? You're 24 right now.
24, yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So, when did you start in on all this stuff?
Well, I've been playing like rugby since I was about 6 years old, and I was playing that for about 10 years competitively. You know, just doing kind of sporadic workouts in between. Then got into sort of weightlifting about 3 or 4 years ago, but nothing really committed. Then I think I bought your programs literally about, I think it was AI 2.0, and I bought those and kind of never really committed to them. And it was only when I actually sort of entered the contest that I committed to, you know, doing the workouts as stated on the, you know, on the paper, and just did it. But I mean, I've done loads of things. I've loved my rock climbing and everything. But in terms of, you know, transformation or anything, I've never done anything like this. I've always worked out and that kind of stuff, but it's never had any structure to it.
So it's just been like supplementary to rugby, more or less?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. So just in the off-season sort of thing?
Well, like I say, I stopped playing rugby quite some time ago. So, I mean, I've been doing a lot. It's just everything, just messing about, you know, with no kind of direction. But a lot of it is just, like I say, losing the fat.
So you picked our stuff up a while ago if you had 2.0. Mm-hmm. So you've been in at least aware of our stuff for, what, a couple of years anyways?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's about 2 years now.
So how'd you find us?
I really don't know. Obviously, I got no idea, but it was obviously what I was looking for. I think it was just, you know, going around on the internet and realizing that I didn't want to be huge, didn't want to, you know,
the bodybuilder look.
Yeah, I didn't want that look, but I knew that there was a look which looks good, and then you start researching, and I'm pretty sure I just found your blog or podcast and listened along, and they were really good. So then I bought that, and I actually finished 2.0 about halfway through the contest. Which is interesting.
Oh, what, this contest?
Yeah. I was using the old workouts. Thought, I've started this, so I'm going to finish it.
Oh, well, I mean, they're really similar. It's mostly just a reorganization of things and a reclassification of a few things. So it's not like you were on an outdated system or anything.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, and then, so you started that. What did you... Okay, so I guess walk us through my other question is, what was going on when you had the system but weren't doing anything up until now? Like, you just weren't ready, or?
I think it's the fact that until you have a deadline, you'll keep on procrastinating. You don't get things done.
Right, so you just felt like eventually you need to pin a deadline to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was getting to the point where I thought, I want to change, this has to change, and I'm going to pretty much make it my number one goal in life, mm-hmm. which is what I did. And before that, I'd been trying, but obviously not hard enough, or not doing things in the right manner. Just committing completely, I think, and knowing that you've got the photography session booked really gives you a kick up the behind to.
Did you book that right at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I booked it about 4 days in.
Oh, okay. And now is that who? Okay, tell me about your. Did you get a photographer? How did you do that? Because your pictures are awesome.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, I got a professional photographer to do it. I thought if I'm going to make this change, I'm going to commit to actually getting a good photographer to do them. Mm-hmm. I also thought I don't want to turn up at the photo shoot looking kind of flabby.
No, so, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I booked that, and I thought, you know, I'll get the photos done from someone who knows what they're doing. I'd asked him about experience with, you know, he hadn't really done any bodybuilding shoots before, but he'd done a few, and I'd looked at some of his pictures. He seemed fantastic, so I just thought, I'd just choose the picture, I'd choose the photographer, and just go for it. Uh-huh. So that was definitely a big incentive to look good for the pictures.
Because mm-hmm. that date's coming in, you're committed mm-hmm. now. Yeah.
Mm. And it's like, it's weird having the date, because even if you're slightly off track, you know, it's like your subconscious seems to know it. And like, you know, it's like T-9, T-8. And if you're lagging a bit, you know, it's funny because you kind of pick it up.
Yeah.
Notch it up at a level.
All right. So then explain that. So you start the contest, you book this thing right away. And then
yeah.
Do you just follow the workouts as planned, or did you add stuff to it? What'd you do as far as working out and dieting?
Well, I think I pretty much stumbled my way to the finish line. I think I tried several different things, and at the end, it was a combination that worked. I've tried, for the first week, I think I was eating about 1,500 calories a day and walking about 10 miles a day and working out nearly every day. That was painful.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it, yeah.
I think I lost about 5 pounds, but that really tired me out, I think, for the next sort of 2 weeks. Then I still continued to cut calories and continued to work out, but at about week three, I really thought that this is not sustainable, and if I'm going to finish this, I have to have an approach which is sustainable. Mm-hmm. So I kind of mixed it up a bit and ate probably a bit closer to my BMR or even slightly over,
mm-hmm.
And actually just carried on doing a lot of walking. I mean, I know you guys say, you know, you don't need to do extra cardio. But it was something that I found really benefited me, because I could eat more, mm-hmm. And just calculate how much I'd eat and how much I'd have to walk to be in a deficit. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how I think I lost most of the weight, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, walking about 40 to 50 miles a week.
Well, that's fair, and it's walking's not high impact, right? So would you just watch TV or listen to podcasts? Or?
Yeah, listen to loads of your podcasts and Napoleon Hill and all of that kind of thing, just keeping myself inspired, because it's, you know what it's like. It's hard to keep yourself motivated when you're in a deficit and feeling kind of crappy, and it's raining outside, and it's 5 a.m., it's like, oh, this sucks. You know, and you're at week six, and because you don't see the changes, you think, oh, this is just pointless.
Yeah.
What am I doing this for, man? And I just wish I could say to the guys who are listening to this, if you just do what you need to do, don't stress about it, because you'll get there in the end. And I spent so much of the time stressing, you know, worrying about whether I was going to get there, or beating myself up about silly little things, and it just wasn't worth it, because it didn't help me in the end, and I got to where I, you know, wanted to be. So when it doesn't seem like things aren't working and you're not shedding the fat off, just keep going, because you probably get in there.
Yeah, it's in the moment, it's hard to tell, isn't it? It's
yeah.
hard to know that, like, at any given moment while you're walking away there, and then afterwards you look in the chain, you kind of want to be like ripped right after the workout to prove that the workout did something, instead of accepting the fact that that's one out of 84 days, and it's, you know, like 60 days from now it's going to look good. It's just maybe not right at this moment.
And it seems like such a long, long time, but it goes so quickly.
Yeah, looking back, doesn't it seem like it was a flash?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I remember, I think it was one of your calls. You said, you know, guys, there's probably going to be days where you just feel like crying. I was like, no, that's not me. And, yeah, you know, and there were days that I did just got my head in my hands. And it's a mental game, I think.
It is.
Well, people say to me, you know, how much is it, you know, percentage-wise, 80-20 rule, and I kind of think, you know, it's more like 80% mental, and the rest is the workouts and the nutrition, because it's the head game for me. It really was just about reframing so many different things, and you can't just change in one area. That's the thing. You've got to sort of build in other habits which are conducive to reaching that shape. That means not going out getting drunk so much and eating, you know, rubbish food, and realizing the reasons why you eat, and all sorts of other negative habits. It's just, you know, all intertwine. It's just a bit of a complicated thing.
So would you say the change in your body is represents a change in your life?
Yeah, I feel now it's a transition period, and now the contest has ended, I feel that the changes are starting to take place in my mind.
Yeah, oh yeah, and we spoke about that, the catch up, right? Like, the body changes faster than the mind, so you have to sort of catch up. So that now you're feeling a little bit of that catch up.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the positive things I've learned, I'm actually assimilating, I think, sort of taking root.
Yeah, did you expect this delay in, like, the mind versus the body?
No, I thought to myself, when I look pretty ripped, I'm going to be like, yeah, man, I know I'm ripped and feel great about myself and be able to walk everywhere with confidence and strut. And, it's kind of surprised me, because I know I look good, but I still kind of think I look a bit more like the before pictures and the after pictures, when that's not the case. But it does take catch up, and it's a bit of a surprise. And I think that's to be expected, though. It's taken me like 24 years to get to this shape, and this way it's going to take a bit of thinking to change my view of myself.
And to actually accept that that's just who you are now.
That's it, yeah. That's it, exactly.
Yeah, it's funny that I'm starting to realize this is happening to a lot of people. They never expected it to be that much of a difference between their perception and what they're seeing. It's like pictures matter. Like, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, oh, you know, I suppose I look okay. And then you see a picture and you're like, oh yeah, I guess it really, really happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, people just have a hard time stepping away from them. So Jason Gottlieb mentioned that. He said regular pictures were the only way to actually objective, at least try to be objective about yourself. Otherwise, you just look in the mirror and you're like, ah, I think I look the same.
Yeah, beat yourself up. His podcasts are really cool.
Yeah, it's really good. So you said, now, do you have any specific examples of, like, other things you said you had to change? Kind of like you had to reframe so many things, or can you think of that sort of stuff, or is it just a feeling you had about how everything went?
Well, first of all, you know, I had to have a value behind, you know, I kept on thinking, what's the value behind me achieving this body? You know, what's the value behind that? What's the value behind that? And there's a core sort of, you know, the core reason really is just to sit down and just be happier in my everyday life, whether I'm, you know, drinking a cup of coffee, water, whatever. So that was the main goal, just to be happy with myself. But in terms of reframing things, instead of, like, you know, there's all like NLP and that branch, but for instance, instead of it's, oh, I've got to work out again, it's, I've got time for anything that I'm committed to. Instead of I must do it, it's I'd like to do this. And instead of, you know, like, I have to put in all this pressure on yourself. It's changing it and understanding that you're doing it to better yourself, and although it seems hard in the moment, by the end of it you'll have, you know, acquired traits which are worth the struggle. And it's about I kept on having to remind myself the reason why I was doing it. And it was to build, you know, a character that I liked, and, you know, change myself a little bit.
Mm.
It's kind of an obtuse way of putting it, not a very eloquent answer.
No, that's perfect, because it's going to be like that for everyone. It's, you know, that's something that no one said yet, is that daily reminder. And it is a daily reminder. Like, it's, there's no, you don't just wake up and you're 100% motivated every day. Like, that's, like, someone looks at your picks and probably thinks, oh man, he just cruised through that. But like you said, you stumbled your way through it, right? And you had moments of doubt, daily affirmations. Like, did you think it was going to be that way? Did you assume the winner would have been someone who just sailed right through it?
I always had the impression that the winners were just, you know, men of steel.
Yeah.
You know, and people that they just get up, work out, have no problem. And I'm sure for some people it might be the case, but I found I had to do a lot of work on the mental side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there certainly was the impression that these people that place, like, you know, because they've got that area of life handled, absolutely sorted in every other area of life. Mm-hmm. And then you listen to a few of the podcasts and it still feels weird looking at myself on the homepage. Looking at myself and going, oh wow, I'm the winner. So, well, if I can do it, then anyone can do it. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's not a straight line. It's just a real messy line, and that's for sure. So, did you at any point feel like you had a chance to win, or did you just know that you're getting in? Did you know your transformation was good? Like, did you even?
No.
Could you like actually see it in yourself, or could you just not tell?
I'm leaning more towards I just couldn't tell. Mm. I did know it was there, but only, like I say, not to the degree that I now know is the case, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, not really. I didn't really see the transformation, certainly when I was doing it. And in terms of did I have an idea that I was going to win or place or anything? Well, I did write down my goals every single day and night before bed, saying, you know, on this date, which was, you know, the finishing date, I'm not sure what it was, the 3rd or something. I don't know. I said, I am going to wake up. I'm going to measure myself. I'm going to be 1.618. I will make this my sole aim in life until I've done this. I'm going to win the transformation contest. And I swear here and now to make this my chief purpose in life until I do so. And I was writing this every night and thinking, yeah, but that's not going to happen. This is complete BS. You know, but yeah, some of it must have worked, you know, just writing out your, what is it, affirmation statements or things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all in Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And I thought, well, I'll try it out. It sounds kind of wacky, but there must be something to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's something.
I didn't think I was going to place.
Yeah, that's ironic that you're writing that out, but at the same time not believing it. There's something there's something to be said for physically writing things out.
Mm.
There's something about that kind of makes it more real. So even if you're doubting it as you're writing it, the act of writing it down makes it a bit more real.
Yeah,
because you have this proof. You have this physical proof that you've thought that.
It's kind of weird though, because now I'm thinking, well, if I can do that in 3 months, I've just been wasting time with everything else. You know.
Yeah. Did you think that when you saw your pictures, that like, man, just 3 months and I did all that?
Yeah, yeah. It's like now I'm thinking, if I can do that in 3 months, what other areas of my life and business and relationships, all of that kind of thing, what can be done in those areas if I actually commit to them, because this is probably the first thing I've seriously committed to. And when I say I gave it my all, mm-hmm. I can quite confidently say I gave it my all. You know, I really did.
Well, and it shows. Mm. So, now, do, Do you have the belief that skill is transferable, or like what you've learned?
I believe that I can probably achieve more than I previously thought was possible. And I do believe that it can be, I do believe it can be transferred. You know, not everything is transferable, but it's more the qualities and the things we learn along the way. You know, just about being determined and putting your mind to things and dealing with yourself. That's the biggest obstacle in the way. If you can't get past yourself, you know, you're screwed from the start. But I do think it's transferable, yes. I do think if you go through something like this and make an effort to think about what you've learned along the way and assimilate it, then yeah, you can progress in other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the whole point of this thing. Mm-hmm. Now, did you talk about the social aspect? Like, were people in on it? Did you like share it with anyone? Did you keep it to yourself? Like, what'd you do on that front?
Yeah, people did know. My family knew. My sister knew. Her friends knew. It wasn't like I kind of shouted out to the world, but I was going around to my sister's to use her husband's gym. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting thing when you're trying to make a change and people start seeing results. It's kind of weird. Some of them are really positive and others aren't. It's kind of crazy.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, backhanded comments, possibly. And people just saying that, like, those pictures, like, I don't get that picture. That's photoshopped. What would I do that?
Really? They said that right to your face? They thought
not to my face. It's something I put on Facebook, and the one guy was like, no, I don't buy it. And it's kind of funny that often the negative comments you get from people who aren't in shape themselves, and it sounds bad for me to say that, but That's what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an envy or jealousy thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what you just said, that if you'd done that in 3 months, what were you doing all this other time, like wasting time?
Mm-hmm.
When you get in shape, it sort of shows people a mirror, and they're sort of stuck thinking, geez, like if he can do it, I should be able to do it. But then all of a sudden they have to rationalize why they haven't.
Yeah, and it helps to put other people down by doing it. And then there was I was using my sister's gym, and it was causing a bit of friction between some of the housemates that I was going around there, and I don't know, using the gym there. And there was about 2 weeks where I literally had to just do sort of loads of pull-ups, and I've got a few barbells and stuff at home, and sort of modify the workouts. Because yeah, that was stressing me out, knowing that there was someone there at the house who didn't really want me to be there. You know. Sorry if you hear a bit of noise, that's just my mother coming in from work.
Yeah, no problem.
But yeah, that was a weird one. Most of the reactions have been really cool, to be honest.
Well,
I forget the question you asked initially.
Oh, it was just about social reaction, like how people reacted to you.
Yeah, most of the people are really happy for me, to be honest, yeah. But I'm kind of refraining from giving advice, because I think I've given a bit of advice to people before, and I've been, I don't know, sound like a bit of a conceited, I won't swear, but well, I just seem conceited, and that's not how I mean to come across. Someone said to me, you know, what's the best way to like tone my abs? And I'd just finished a workout. I was knackered. I'd had nothing to eat. I think my hands were shaking, and I just spat something out like, I don't know, just like eat less and just like do more exercise. I said, you know, I'm not sub 10% body fat yet, so I don't work out my abs. And I think the people in the room kind of just looked at me, and then, you know, I found out that it was came across as being very, very rude, and it wasn't meant to be anything but that. And people have said to me, you know, what's your secret? And I kind of like, oh, do I engage with these people or not? Because there is no secret.
Right. Yeah, so you just found it's an impossible situation because the answer is not going to be what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the secret? Oh, well, if you want a secret, just use steroids apart from that.
Yeah, otherwise you got to work your butt off.
Like, yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not an answer that they want.
Mm-mm. Nope, no one wants it. If I'd have realised at the start how hard it was going to be, I probably wouldn't have, carried on unless I'd have had the photographer, you know, waiting for me at the end of 12 weeks.
Do you think you would have? Yeah. Do you think you would have just not done it if you didn't have the photoshoot booked?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a resounding yes.
Yeah, it would have just been.
He's always in the back of my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd have found something else to do.
Yeah, well, what's this saying? I don't know. Any given job takes as long as the time there is given to do it, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I could have just said, well, I'll do it next time. But the pressure's on, man. When you got a photographer booked, you got to turn up.
Yeah, there's no getting away from that. Or you're putting the money out for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, so then I guess what did you use the community at all? Like, what did you? I mean, I know you listened to podcasts. Was there anything else you did along the way?
Well, I kind of stepped back from the community for about the first 7 weeks of the contest because I just found it such a challenging, you know, thing to do that I felt I needed to get this sorted in my own head and get in the swing of things without seeing other people's amazing progress along the way. You know, because some of the pictures coming in, like, you know, if I'd have seen them at 6 weeks in, I think I would have just probably given up. So, the first 7 weeks, I don't think I logged on to the site at all.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I just needed to get my own headspace and sort things out myself. And when I'd got a bit of momentum going and felt like I was doing okay, I then logged back onto the site for about the last 5 weeks and, you know, chatted and the like, because I felt that I wasn't going to then get discouraged by seeing other people's progress, because when you see, you know, the end result, it can be discouraging at times. So that was my kind of weird way of doing it.
Hey, whatever works. Constantly
listening to the podcast, though.
Yeah.
Most of them are a lot more beneficial, and this one's probably going to be. I'm not sounding very eloquent, so.
No, you're just. Hey, it all helps, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, because people are going to see what you've done, and I think one of the most powerful things is you said it wasn't a straight line; it was a stump. Like, at what point were you finally? Because you said you had thoughts of, like, you weren't going to make it. Like, at what point did you realize, okay, I'm going to make it through the end of this thing?
Probably, every day was a challenge, but after, I remember thinking, like, after the first month, thinking, yeah, I've got this, like, I'm gonna be able to continue, and then, like, 8 weeks in, I thought, no, you know, you weren't there yet, and it was about 9 weeks in, probably, that I thought, yeah, I can finally finish this. I mean, it took that long.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's what, two-thirds of the way through, at least?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
All right, so while we're getting to the end here, so what's your advice to somebody else who's looking at your pics and wants to recreate the same best advice for someone who's like, I want to do that too? And don't say eat less, work out more.
Okay, it's basically, for me, it was a mind game. And it's probably, although you might not realise it, going to be the same for you. The rest is simple. And it's a struggle. It is really hard. But if you commit to it completely and write your goals down and are honest with yourself and work with limitations, and believe in yourself and keep yourself accountable and are honest, then there's a damn good chance you'll succeed. And I would strongly urge anyone listening who hasn't made a transformation yet to take your pictures And once you've got them sent in, that makes a massive, that's a big kick up the arse. And then book yourself a professional shoot or just get someone to come round to take some pictures because you know you've got to look good. And there's always things that come up in life which interfere with things that are, you know, with your plans. There's never going to be the perfect contest, you know, the perfect diet all the way through. It's about just trying to progress even with all the, you know, the stuff that goes on in your life. And I don't feel I'm being very eloquent here and giving the best advice, but I'll be on the forums.
Good. No, this is good. This is good. Basically, what I'm hearing from you is it's not going to be pretty. It's work, but just keep pushing through and you'll make it to the end.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And enter the contest, man.
Oh, yeah, and enter. Yeah, the incentive, right?
Yeah. It's the biggest one I've ever had. But, yeah, just work out what your values are behind entering the contest as well. I mean, it's great to just want to get ripped, but if you understand that, you know, there's value behind that and what it is, then while you're there slugging, doing your work at 4 in the morning or whatever, you think, well, it's going to be worth it because in the end I've got this, this, this and this to look forward to instead of constantly focusing on the negatives. But I'd say most of the work is done in the mind. That's the hardest bit.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, it needs to be restated. I mean, it has to be restated often.
Yeah.
I agree. All right.
Excellent, all right. John.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. That was good. And congratulations on placing first.
Yes. Thank you very much, John. It's been cool speaking to you. And if anyone wants any questions, just, you know, feel free to message me, whatever. And I hope I can be more helpful than I've probably been on this interview.
No. This has been great.
Great stuff, John.
Give yourself some credit.
Cheers, man.
All right, so for Andrew Peters, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.